Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station of people. It's officially reminiscing point. It's time to go back and review the year to see how much ridiculousness we survived, Steve. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Man, what a year. This is our last show before the new year, so before you'll hear us again, it'll be 2021. And look, man, I'm excited, and I don't care what y'all say. To me, there's never good and bad. Y'all know how me and Marcus are. Y'all know how me and Marcus live. I don't look back and go, man, it was a terrible year, because I'm like, if you didn't learn something out of this year, then that's on you, man. You know what I'm saying? Whether the situation was good or bad, you should have still learned something. I got in much better shape this year. I am absolutely annihilating that over the last week. undoing everything I've done.
But you realize you could do it.
No, I have. And I'm going to, I moved the treadmill inside. So I've been kind of working on that right in the kitchen. It's awesome. But I'm excited, man. So it should be a good show today. We got a game. We are going to get to that. We're going to talk about some other things going on. So I'm ready.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man? Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Sorry, I was trying to get the music going. I want to wish a very happy birthday to our head Louisville basketball coach, Chris Mack. It is his birthday today. I was trying to get that to the part where he says happy birthday, but I didn't have enough time. So.
That's fair enough. Go.
Happy birthday, Coach Mack. Hey. We really appreciate the win over the Cats, and let's keep things going into the new year, all right?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Coach Mack.
Happy birthday, Coach Chris Mack. That was a good birthday. Yeah, happy
birthday. All right, we're done.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, happy birthday, Coach.
I just didn't want to get YouTube blocked early in the show.
How old is Coach?
How old is Coach Brian?
We don't do ages on the show.
we changed that law, remember?
I'll look it up here real quick.
We can do Drake and ages now. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff.
Did we unban anything else?
No, those were the only two. We unbanned, we can talk ages and we can talk Drake, or we can listen to Drake.
I unbanned loser talk, I think.
Actually, you know
50, what? The big 5-0.
He's 50? Okay.
He just turned 50.
He's got 20 years left.
And coaches that he's an infant.
Yeah. He's got 20 years
Oops,
left.
Oops, hold on. 51. It has
Gosh
not
dang
changed.
It.
51.
Gosh dang it. Old.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't never.
He's old now.
He'll be retiring. He'll be gone in 3 years.
He's on the back nine.
So, yeah, that's it. 50. He got 20 years left. So he probably does. I don't know if he wants to coach till he's 70, but he's got 15 years here.
Point is, he's young.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, coaching ages.
Yeah. So good for Coach. Hope he enjoyed it. I saw he enjoyed some Jeff Ruby's last
awesome
night.
Way to
I know.
Enjoy,
I know.
Enjoy your.
I'm thinking about heading out there Saturday. I'm just going to say.
I almost said something so stupid just now.
Okay.
You made reference to Ruby's, and I was going to say, I had a great steak last night.
Wasn't a Ruby steak.
Where from? I mean, was you
home?
Another local steakhouse? Or?
No, just my kitchen.
Yeah, see, that would have been. That would have been.
Literally.
Don't take this offensive because I'm not calling you this, but that would have been a very ignorant statement. Like ignorance. Because there is nothing that you pulled out of your stove.
actually,
I did buy a cast iron skillet over the weekend.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you now. Me and Charity make some pretty awesome steaks, too. Because, like, when it's just me and her, we're like, we make two. And we just do them upright. We let them marinate all night. Then we sear them. And then we put them in the oven and we bake them. And it was like, oh, my God. They are good.
Do you do that? This is the best steak I've ever had in my life.
You know we do. Every time we bite it.
I almost had a meltdown yesterday.
Okay. I'm listening.
A big time meltdown. I mean, listen, people. Don't try to keep. Okay. I'll block your number if you try to keep us on track today.
Okay.
You said something, Steve, before the show.
What's on track today? I don't really know.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're going to talk about anything and everything we want to today, and I don't care if it's sports related or not. Mm-hmm. If you want to call in and talk about something that's sports related or not sports related.
Well, no, I think the theme, right? Call in, give us throughout the year. I mean, something. This is obviously, I know that's a very cliche thing. But give us your good and bad throughout the year, you know, sports wise, Louisville wise, whatever, if you know, and or just things you learned throughout the year. So 81-50-93-9, 38-31-93-9. We'll try to get to all the texts today, and So
Steve, after lunch, I just was catching up on a lot of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And. You know, normally I take a pretty quick nap, you know what I'm saying, early in my afternoon, right? I messed around and took a late nap, right?
Okay.
But I was on my bed and I had a pile of clothes on my bed, right?
Okay.
And maybe some other stuff. So I ended up kind of like sitting my arm on the pile of clothes, kind of awkward.
Yes.
And falling over and just sleeping in a very awkward position, you know, just kind of passing out, right? And I was, like, my arm was kind of like my eye was on my arm, mm-hmm. right? But I didn't realize that when I was sleeping. That'll come back into the story later on. So when I woke up, Steve.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to keep this PG rated, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
So when I woke up.
We've all been there. Had to wait it out.
Listen. So, Steve, I wake up.
Going camping.
And I get to the bathroom after I wake up.
Okay.
And I really open my eyes like real good when I get there. You know, you kind of keep it closed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I get there and I open my eyes and I look down and I'm cross-eyed.
Yeah.
There's nothing that will freak a male out more than looking down. And not being able to identify mm-hmm. what's down in between his legs. Like, I've seen myself every day of my life, mm-hmm. right?
Sure.
And I was cross-eyed, so I couldn't tell. I couldn't make heads from tails.
Okay.
Like, no pun intended. So, I was like... Oh my God, right?
Right.
So I had to like feel my way through the process because I couldn't see, right?
Okay.
So now like, okay, I finish and I'm can you imagine how big I'm opening my eyes? Like, oh my God, like,
yeah.
But it's only happening when I'm looking down. Like I'm looking in the mirror and I can see regular, you know, my eye feels kind of swollen up or pressure. I can't tell. I'm looking at my face and I don't know if I've slept in my contacts, but I'm cross-eyed and I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
What if I'm stuck like this? Like, and then I'm like, listen, and here's the thing, Steve. Right after that happened, you know, or a little bit while I'm going through this eye cross phase, right? I'm like, oh my God. And my stomach is turning. I'm like, did something happen to me in my sleep? Like, what is going on? Right.
Right.
And I'm at panic level, Steve. And somebody called me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I was like, hey, something's going on, you know what I'm saying? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm getting ready to do the one thing that, oh my God, I am so glad that an outside voice of reason called me. Steve, I was getting ready to type in.
Oh man, that would have been bad. Yeah, that would have been bad.
Don't do it, Steve. Don't even do it. Don't even do it. Don't even do it, Steve. I was going to ask Brian to do it, and then I thought twice about it. Somebody, he's a big fan of the show. He will remain nameless on here. But, of course, he typed it in, and then he screenshotted me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what it could be. Everything, Steve.
Strabimus. Strabimus.
I can't tell you how many thoughts I've had, like, where I've been half asleep. I could write a whole book on the nightmares that I've had in, like, that split second when you first wake up and you're just, like, lost in a dream or, like, something and you think it's reality.
No, listen.
Adults may develop this from eye or blood vessel damage, loss of vision, an eye tumor or a brain tumor, Graves' disease, stroke, and various muscle and nerve disorders.
I would have had it all.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the same way. No, listen, I've convinced myself multiple times. Actually, I'm not allowed to. Charity will not allow me to do that
anymore. To even Google, research anything.
Because I've convinced.
You literally have every disease on the planet. I mean, it's like, listen, this is fresh off of reading the headlines. You know there's a new strand of COVID out here. And I'm like, I got everything.
You've got it all.
Yeah, I've got it all. So my voice of reason says, "Oh yeah, I do it all the time. If I sleep face down, so sometimes my fist is balled up under the pillow, and you know if the pillow gets slides down, you know the fist is kind of on the eye socket, and when you wake up, you know you kind of like that fist has been kind of pressing on your eyeball.
Oh,
so
yeah. We've all done it, yeah,
right. So but I didn't even think about that, Steve." And like I said, and it took some time for my eyes to become uncrossed, and I was already like adjusting to life.
Like this is the new me. This is me. This is what I do now.
Listen, yeah. Listen. So I'm never gonna see him again.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta feel.
this is me. Yeah.
Tell his dad. He's like, Dad, saw you for the last time at Christmas.
No. I can see looking up. So listen, I've already like come to the rationale. I'll just never be able to look down again.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I have to like literally like use a mirror to.
No, I know. It's definitely, man. It's something. It's like when you're watching a game and you've already the best wins feel like what like that's why I always go back and say that Elite Eight Florida game because I was like, okay, we lost. In my brain, I was like, it's over. I had adjusted to life that now Kentucky was going to play Florida in the Final Four. We blew it. We made it, but we made it all the way to the Elite Eight. I'm proud of my team.
You already came to grips with everything.
I mean, that one was probably the one that I most was like, okay, it's over. And then they come back and won. And then you're like, it's like surreal. Because I'm like, wait a minute. I've not lived in this world. Like, right. They won. They won the game. Yeah, we're going to the Final Four. So, yeah.
Can you imagine what my evening was like when I got restored to ice? Listen, I had already, like, you know, it was time for me to do the night show, right? Mm-hmm. I had already had people like, what's up, man? Like, because, you know, I said I was going to, you know, try to go a little earlier in the evening, you know, whenever I could.
Yeah, because I was wondering what happened because you sent me a link last night at 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I was asleep because I've had the baby alone all week. So when he lays down, I lay down.
You sleep at a normal time.
Yeah, and we all go to sleep, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. So here's the thing. I said I was going to try to move it up to 10:30 on weeknights. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some people can't just make that last little stretch, right?
Yeah.
So 10:30 comes. A couple people, you know, I had already, you know, told, you know, voice of reason said, listen, it's over today. Because this is 10:30, you know, this is at 10:24. I'm like, I'm trying to make it. Like, I'm opening my eyes. I'm flashing my eyes. I'm trying to get to the 10:30 so I can do a show. I didn't want to leave people hanging, right?
Mm-hmm.
About 10:24, I'm like, it's a wrap. Right?
Yeah.
So listen, 10:30 hits, and then somebody texts me like, come on, dude, like, what's up? I'm responding like, it's a wrap today, y'all. Like, right? So I let some time go by. Around 10:47, I start getting kind of back to, you know, to normal. And my energy level, I'm just like, I can see.
Yeah.
I'm like Eddie Murphy on Trading Places.
Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah.
Right? So,
did it.
Yeah, right. So when I get to that point, I'm like, oh, you know what? Y'all deserve this today. 11 yeah. o'clock, let's get started.
Yeah. No.
Actually, no. There's one other thing.
Okay.
I was trying to log in, Steve, and you ever, this is funny.
Okay.
You remember we were talking about subscriptions?
Mm-hmm.
Because you estimated me at, what, 2 subscriptions
yes.
back?
Yes, yes.
Because I changed a card on a subscription.
Yeah.
They had shut down my streaming service, right?
Right.
So I'm sitting there trying to go live and wondering why I can't do it, right? So it takes about 7 minutes for me to go to the account and figure out, oh, yeah, I did change my card. Okay, so then I changed my card.
That.
Then I got live and got it going. I was so thankful to be able to see for the rest of the evening.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Speaking of not totally changed. Well, yeah, kind of changed the subject. We're keeping with the same thing.
That's what we're doing today.
Yeah. So, anybody, are we going to just address this? Because, again, I told you, when I win a game, I win it for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to address the fact that Kentucky?
No. Let's not talk about that. Not today. You know where he's going with this, Brian?
I don't.
Do you know where I'm going with it?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Are we going to address the fact that Kentucky chose not to play Bellarmine, but to scrimmage Transylvania?
It's an easier opponent.
Steve, please give me my bell. Please give me my bell. Because I want to train people's brains to hear things like this. Now, Steve, are you going to say that again, or do you want me to say it?
No, listen. No, I'm going to say it again, because then I want to read you something else. Okay. So Kentucky chose not to play Bellarmine and to scrimmage Transylvania instead. I just saw a tweet from Ty Spalding from over at Rivals, right? He said that there is a Kentucky show on the air right now who tweeted out before their show that they had great news about the scrimmage. And that the great news, part of the great news, is that
they won.
BJ Boston was, quote, scoring at will against Transylvania.
Unbelievable.
So you're 6'8", first round projected guy. Could score on Transylvania. Like, wow, y'all must be really getting it together over there. Dude, Coach D would have ran them, dude. He'd have ran them right out of Rupp,
He may have ran them out of Rupp.
He would have ran them right out of Rupp, dude. And Coach Davenport knows.
Didn't they play up there before?
It. Who? No, Bellarmine?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think they've ever played them. And like, dude, listen, Coach, you know Coach Davenport is like, even if, okay, I don't know that he would want to say it on the air, and I would never make him. But Coach, if you're listening, even if deep down he was like, maybe they got a little too much,
mm-hmm.
he knows. I could have taken them to the wire. Like, I could have made them sweat in the last 6-7 minutes of that game. Now, look, 3 years from now, when Coach D's got a little, and I'm not
going to know when he can recruit every year, D1.
If he had a normal D1 Bellarmine team, he would have been busting right now. He would have had their head spinning, dude. But hey, BJ Boston's out here to turn Transylvania.
And I try not to involve the children, Steve.
No.
The report of it.
Well, yeah, it's the report of it. No, good for Boston. I mean, hey, I there's part of me that when I hear that, I'm like, man, these kids, man.
He needs to break out of it.
And I'm like, this ain't what they signed up for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, part of me, like, I actually have compassion on the kids, you know, the players even. I don't hate Kentucky players not named DeMarcus Cousins. He was the only one. I'm like, I just don't think you're a good person. Dude.
Benny Snell.
Yeah, but Benny Snell was just, he's just a jerk. Like, he was just arrogant. And I'm like, dude, you're not, you know, whatever. But even Benny Snell, you remember I called you that time. We were playing them, and I'm like, I feel for this kid. He's begging to be taken out of the game.
Oh, yeah, when he was asking to come out.
And Stoops is like, come on now. Why don't you go on in there and run that play again?
What's the movie?
Varsity Blues. Yeah. Why don't you go run that direct snap again there, Benny?
It was very late 70s, early 80s uncomfortableness of.
Hey, Jeff. They get to the 1 yard line. Hey, Jeff, come over here. I'm going to put Jeff Smith in to get this touchdown.
To lead the nation in touchdown passes.
But, man, I just – that the epitome of brutality. Can you imagine? I can't imagine Kentucky fans right now listening to that and not literally screaming. Like, there's no way they hear somebody, a Kentucky guy, say, well, you know, B.J. Boston, tearing it up.
It's Trent. Can you imagine what people would do to us?
Oh, my God.
If I said, Carly's getting his game going against Transylvania.
If we got on here and we're like, well, no, they secret scrim. I almost hate to say Transylvania because it's no disrespect to Transylvania. It's a great university. Listen, but they're D3. You know what I'm saying? Like. They're literally D3.
We got blasted for being excited about a performance against Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Who's good? Who's probably going to get an at-large to the tournament as a mid-major? I think they'll win the CUSA, but if they don't, who would just be
Alabama?
Yeah. Like, I mean, dude, like, yeah, no, they're legit. If you were like, let me just Western. Seton Hall. And to say, like, if, like, just y'all live in this world for a second. Steve and Marcus are like, well, I know we're 1-6, but they scrimmaged Georgetown College. And, you know, they brought Georgetown or Spalding, you know, because Spalding's right here local. And I think Spalding might be D3. Mm. They're D2 at least. But they, and Spalding's right here, and they scrimmaged them. And, man, they were really saying, though, that Sam was really, like, Sam had, like, 25. And, I mean, you know, maybe that's what's getting his confidence going.
And the sad part is, as good of an example that is, it's not extreme enough. Because Sam's not B.J. Boston coming out of high school.
No, well, he's the closest we have.
Yeah.
That's all he's not used to. Just because he's 5-star, 6'7". Look now! I'm starting to get pissed at my team. Now that I'm like, why are you 6'7" in the top 15?
Why didn't you beat them by 25 points?
I know. 6-1, man. Like I look at Kentucky right now, and I'm just like, look, I've got things to be thankful for. I mean, they are literally in the toilet, like just totally. In the toilet.
To use like old school terms.
Yeah.
What's another old school term for being a really bad team?
Oh, man. That's a good one.
I mean, suck.
Yeah.
What's a corny one that we used to use?
I was going to say, in the toilet's pretty, how does Andy say, musty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think of what's see, the other bad?
In the tank is kind of newer. And that's kind of my generation's. And, you know, they're in the tank. Like, you know, I don't know.
See, the problem is I can't think of any clean ones.
Like, what were they saying about their 26 team? Their 1926 team that was 1-6. That's what we should go back to.
They were making inappropriate.
Doo-doo. Garbage doo-doos.
Garbage is one.
A bye week. Yeah. Duty water. Kentucky duty water.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Kentucky duty water, man.
Transylvania was the get right game. The duck butter. In 26, they were saying that.
I wonder if he used to say that today.
Right. Circling the drain.
Circling the drain. I like duty water so far. Like, man, they're dirty.
Yeah, like I said, the hot garbage, hot man. Mess. A hot mess was one of them. Like, what would my grandma say?
Somebody tweeted out, or somebody, I saw somebody on the text line, they said that SAR struggled. Like,
no, they didn't mean that, did they?
I'm like, oh, God.
See, here's the problem.
That was just on the text line that I don't know.
Here's the problem, Steve. Somebody came onto the show last night and said they lost, right? And
they didn't.
No, listen, there's Steve. No way, yeah. When somebody here's the problem.
Okay.
When that got posted on my wall, I disciplined them for saying that. I said, listen, my evening stuff is credible. I don't want you messing it up by spreading bad rumors. But somebody thought about that.
Yeah.
And wondered if that's true. Which means that's how bad it is, Steve. If you even wonder for a second, did that really happen? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Ah, okay. So a texter said they were listening, and they said SAR struggled. I mean, I believe it. He looks defeated.
What's wrong?
Well, he's. I'm not gonna do that.
No, you don't. You can.
I mean,
do
I don't.
It. You can do it gently, Steve.
No, it's what all Louisville fans said. We played him for 3 years. When my father-in-law and everybody was like, "Oh man, we get him all. We're gonna win it all," and I'm like. I think Harms would probably help y'all more. I think Harms would have helped you more, yeah, with what y'all need. But yeah, I don't think he's all that good. I mean, he had 16 against us last year. It's the first time he broke double digits. Malik's working quite a bit with half the minutes. Like, I just, he's all right. Like, he's, I mean, I'd have took him.
Right.
But, and he wouldn't have started. Of course, with Post us injury, fully healthy. Yeah. But I mean, you know, if he had come to Louisville, nobody would have said he's a starter. You know, like I said, before Malik's injury. Now, obviously, I think we would have. But, yeah, he said, oh, yeah, no, that's a great backup. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. So I was like.
What was he ranked as grad transfer?
He wasn't a grad transfer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He was coach left, so he was leaving. No, it's just.
Is he coming back next year?
Well, I mean, if he doesn't, I don't know. I mean, he probably likes Europe. I don't know. No, this is just, it's a thing of beauty, man. And it is, I'm not going to stop enjoying watch them going round and round.
Tell me, is this true public Kentucky fan sentiment? Jamico says, I'm a UK fan and I'd rather we played Bellarmine than scrimmage transit. Do you think most Kentucky fans feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine. Right?
They needed some good news, man.
Yeah.
Bellarmine might have gave them a scare. But you know what? At least you can be happy if you beat Bellarmine.
Yeah. Yeah. You would feel good. You would get another win. Yeah.
And you'd at least eliminate that joke from the arsenal of your rival fan base is all over Kentucky.
Yes.
That at least you're not dead last in Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Would Murray State beat them? I don't even care if you've seen Murray State or not.
No. I don't know. Ask Mitch. No, I mean, seriously. I mean, he watches Murray State. I mean, I know Murray State's pretty solid this year.
I mean, they always got a good basketball team.
I mean, they can score the ball. So, I mean, yeah, they might have a shot. I don't know. But anyways, it is funny watching them flounder. Yeah.
Yeah, they need a feel-good win. That's the worst thing you ever heard.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
We need a feel-good win.
Yeah. Feel-good win.
Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maybin on 99 The Ville.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala
for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for chance to purchase Impala.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. What is going on in the background? Just turned all the way down. Okay, I don't hear it anymore. I think we're good to go. So, Jesus, I'm going to act like I didn't hear that. So, here's the thing. The reason.
Jesus, God.
What did you do?
I'm just, listen.
Steve's having a good time.
I've got to reset my energy. I'm not going to mention the garage incident, but between that and just ramming the edge of that into my calf, I'm like, okay, is this setting me up for something throughout the day? Like, hey, you're like, when I run today, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I get the reset. Like, yeah.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, just slow down with everything you're doing.
Yeah, I had an incident this morning, and then with that, I'm like, all right, breathe. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and I've said this conversation, or I've said this publicly in the rivalry conversation. So I'm just kind of repeating the quick version of it to set up what we're about to say. When you tell me, ha ha, I'm Kentucky, I'm better than you, right? And when you rattle off any success you've had, and then I come back with you with my success of my program and my university as a whole. Business-wise, you know, all programs, I say I got the better university, right?
You had a great point about that the other day, too. I don't think I was on when you made that point, mm-hmm. but it was really good.
Yeah,
I went back and listened to
it. Yeah, I was just talking about, you know, okay, you got us in basketball right now, but over all this time, I dominate you in every other sport.
And being handicapped to an extent.
That's where I'm getting.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And you're getting the state support.
Yeah.
The state support.
Sure.
I watched you, and I'm just going to, y'all know I'm telling the truth when I say this. I watched you steal an award, and I've watched you bully people to basically force young people to consider Kentucky over Louisville if they want to win any of these youth sports awards, which help your recruiting, which help, you know, like people don't realize the pressure to win, you know, the goal to win Mr. Basketball or Mr. Football. And to know that I only have a 20%, if I'm the front runner at 95% chance to win.
Yeah.
If I commit to the University of Louisville, I have probably a 30% chance to win instantly.
Listen, man, Wandale Robinson, you know, when he, I'm going to Kentucky, Mr. Football. Actually, I'm going to Nebraska. It was like.
You think that was a last minute decision?
I'm not going to accuse the kid of that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like. Does look a little
yeah.
odd, you yeah. know.
Oh, okay, but you get the point. Like, your bullying of our young kids across the state puts you at such a decided advantage in so many aspects. Your ESPNs and your ADs and all that good stuff, you're at such an advantage. And you're just you're getting away with manipulating the rules and changing
sure,
the rules.
Sure.
The SAR stuff, like. Okay, I'll admit, like you got powerful people in powerful places, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't have any mercy on you. You know what I'm saying? When you lose to Evansville,
yeah,
because your advantages, you should never ever lose to it. Like, and this ain't just like you be taking losses.
Yeah,
you're one over this era, this basketball era. You're one championship. Over this era, with all your advantages, ADs get moved to tournament selection committees.
This text right here is perfect. I'm going to read it word for word how they sent it. We're having to change the format of the SEC tournament this year. It's just going to be Kentucky and Vandy due to extreme circumstances.
Right?
So that's kind of the point. You're
right, right. So all of these things... is what make is I live to call it out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's terrible, right?
Oh, yeah.
With that being said, this is going to transition into what I'm about to say to you now. And it's going to transition to a very uncomfortable conversation we may have to have.
Okay.
Maybe not conversation, but I'll say it and it's going to anger everybody. But I'll say it anyway because it's the end of the year.
Okay.
I asked you a question. Brian, did you put the Arizona story in the Sports Center?
I did not. But I do know what you're talking
about. Do you want to know what Steve said when I asked him, are we going to talk about the Arizona story?
What did he say?
What Arizona story?
Oh, come on, Steve.
Yeah. It's fair.
They're just trying to mimic Louisville.
Tell Steve what's going on with the Arizona story. I know you already
know.
Yeah.
The Arizona program is withdrawing from this year's NCAA tournament as a self-imposed ban type thing.
Do you want to know what angered me the most about that? Was a tweet, and it was from, I don't know if it was from Rob Doss, or it was from somebody that covers college basketball. And their tweet said something to the effect of, you know, like, man, I don't remember when the last time somebody pulled a team out of the tournament that was like an actual threat. And I was so proud when I clicked on the comments, because it was just Louisville, because it was like, dude, how quickly people forget that. Like, we took a dark horse, we took a 4 seed out of the tournament. Louisville's made 2 or 3 Final Fours as a 4 seed. Like, we took a 4 seed out of the tournament. It was like, it just like to see a college basketball, and nothing against them, I mean, but just to see a college basketball analyst just be like, man, I remember a team that actually had a shot taking herself out. Hello? like, dude, are we serious? So that's a side note.
Arizona.
My first response when I saw it was, you know, we got a lot of criticism after we did the self-banning postseason thing. You know, it didn't really help and all this stuff. It makes you wonder why Arizona did it. And I'm not trying to relate it back to Louisville, but I wonder if some of the other universities can get some of the hearsay of the NCAA and what they're thinking. And maybe, you know, maybe in actuality, it is helping us in this new cause, you know, because we have gotten some response from the NCAA. And so maybe that's starting to circulate between some of the other universities. And they're like, maybe we should postseason ban too.
I don't know how anybody could have watched what happened to Louisville and think it's cool, a good idea to postseason.
Well, that's what I meant. There's no reason to support it.
Yeah.
This is the point, Steve. The point is they know something. Steve,
okay, I'm listening.
You don't pull one of your top number two West Coast Nike school out of the NCAA tournament by not having some inside information or not being advised to do it.
Okay.
Would we agree that outside of Oregon, you know what I'm saying? Because they're obviously Nike. Arizona on the West Coast is probably your biggest Nike basketball program?
Well, Oregon.
Yeah, outside of Oregon. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Other than Oregon. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Arizona is your top West Coast program outside of Oregon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Gonzaga.
UCLA, maybe.
Well, UCLA.
Nike?
No, they're not Nike, yeah.
Gotcha.
But you know, people don't really know Gonzaga.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying.
Nike, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, even though they're the biggest threat, like, you don't.
Sure.
Nike has not put their money into Gonzaga yet.
No, absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I would agree. Arizona.
That advice came from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get to skate on this. Get ready, people.
I can pick up what you're putting down here, man.
This is coming around. Anybody under the heat is going to COVID year. Because listen, you can have all your players back,
mm-hmm.
so it's not, you know, you're not losing a year of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when Nike, they're going to recommend all their teams that are in a little trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's setting up right now. Get ready for the LSU. Get ready for the, you know what I'm saying? Get ready for anybody. And Kentucky.
Kind of a smart move.
Yeah, and Kentucky sucks. And we already own the NCAA. We own NCAA basketball. So we're going to, listen, Kentucky sucks. Arizona's the only team that's really taking a big Nike hit. Gonzaga's going to win it all. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was about to put that
in. Kentucky in there. Are you thinking they're going to be take a little postseason off?
No, they're not going to make the tournament.
Yeah, but if they go ahead and say that we're not going to do postseason play, then they can be out of the NIT and claim it as their postseason they didn't play in.
No, they wouldn't have any reason to take themselves out of anything. But I'm telling the truth.
Yeah,
they're not going to make the tournament. Even if they did, you're not a threat. Yeah. Wrong. So Arizona, you're the only so-called Nike threat right now. Duke, you think they're going to win something? No. But Duke, all the evidence you found on Zion is sleeping with the Fitches with Michael Avenatti.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you literally get to use this year to bury all your bodies.
Yeah.
And move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, it goes back to that disgusting conversation. Just goes back to but that watching Kansas and different stuff. But I think that for me, I'm like, I don't really care what happens with other schools because they can treat like each case differently.
Yeah. So it doesn't do you any good to use their case.
Yeah. For what they do to Kansas isn't going to have anything about what they do to Louisville. So I just think that as a Louisville fan, I mean, you kind of are just hoping for 1 year. And then, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then whatever it is after that, because 1 year, I don't think will hurt Louisville. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say all.
We just beat Kentucky.
That's what I'm saying.
We are going to get. We are literally going to get 7 years, Steve.
That's funny.
Marinate on that. Oh, Mondays with Marcus Maven. Still beat them.